No greater love can anyone give than to be willing to lay down their life for their friend. No greater love, the scripture says. And Jesus said, I'm going to show you how much I love you. I'm going to come from my abode in heaven. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit existed before anything existed. Now you can't wrap your head around that, but that's a fact. Jesus was doing just fine until he realized, knowing that his children would not have any avenue of escape from sin unless he gave it to them. And as a great Savior, Jesus came, born of woman, free from sin, to take sin upon himself. You see, Moses and the law, the prophets, were given what we call, let's use as a situation of the Old Testament era, the Ten Commandments, representing the prophets and the law. But there had to be a change that would come. That change came in a manger. That change was Christ, God incarnate, coming to the world so he could feel the pain, yours, mine. That's love. Not only was Jesus coming to feel our pain, he was coming to take our pain. You see, sin is painful. Well, sometimes you will laugh in the process of committing it, but trust me, folks, it is painful. Payday, someday. Payday, someday. Jesus came knowing that the pay for sin is death. And he did not want any of his creation to die. And he said, okay, I'm going to bring to you the simple gospel, because I want you to understand that my Father is love. God is love. At 1 John 4:16. God is love. And the scripture does not say God is vengeful. God is hateful. God is mean. Those are attributes of a human being. God is spirit. And God, through spirit, spiritually powerful love filtrates into our heart of those who will say yes to him. And when you got the love of God in you, you got all the power that goes with it. Love has a lot of power to it, folks. Don't you see that? Doesn't love have the power when someone loves you and expresses that love? And a lot of times it'll make you cry because you know somebody loves you. It's like, what are you crying about? I just told you I loved you. And then we go, woo-hoo, think, maybe I shouldn't have said that. But that's the power of it. See, love is so strong, it will reach down to the depths of hell. Love is so powerful that the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. Those gates don't have the strength when it comes to the love of God. And God commands us as his children to understand that love is so great. I want you to attack the gates of hell. I want you to go to the gates of hell, and everyone headed in that direction, I want you to tell them a love story. Tell them the story about the Savior of the world that came in a manger. No religious leader showed up to celebrate it. Only the common folk that would hear the word. Well, does that mean the others weren't invited? They were supposed to be the very ones that knew all about what the scripture had said and the prophets had written about Jesus. But Jesus came to Bethlehem and Judea, and he came humbly with ultimate love. And the world could see love in action. For that 33, 36, 38 years, however long it was, that Jesus walked on earth, everything about him expressed love of his Father for you and me. He was God incarnate, and he stretched out his arms. It is he who will be there with you during the greatest hurt in your life. That's love. It's a love journey. And as I travel to the cross, I know that love not only is there, but his love is on my journey getting to it. Back to the cross. Back to where we know that we have salvation. It is because he loved us that much. God's love is a giving love. John 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that it gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And John 17 says that God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That's love. I've come to save. Whosoever will come to me shall be saved. In no way will I push away anyone who calls on my name. That's love. Now, we don't have to be in combat to need to feel that love. We don't have to leave our home to need to feel that love. Life is rough, folks, right? If you've lived it for any period of time, life is tough. And I got news for you. It doesn't get any easier. But the day is coming when all will be made right. And it will be made right through love. The same love that God has for Jesus, the scripture says he has for you and me. I really like that one. I love knowing that Jesus himself tells us, my Father loves you just as much as he loves me. That's a lot of love. That's a powerful love. And that's how much God loves us. I've come to the world because I love. I've come into your heart because I love. You want peace? I would love to give you that peace. Invite me to come in. Invite me. And when you invite Christ into your heart, you will feel that ultimate love and the ultimate salvation. You are saved. The world will tie you up in knots. The world despises you so much that they will lie to you and do all manner of evil against you. And in the process will tell you how much they care. Jesus comes. And Jesus says, let me show you true love. I will take your sin upon me. I will take your punishment upon me. I have talked to my Father about you. And my Father has accepted my death. as a price for your freedom and eternal life. Merry Christmas, folks. The greatest Christmas present you could ever receive, the gift of eternal life. All this time here on earth is very short. Trust me. As you get older, you realize how short that it is. And you look back and you say, where did the time go? I remember when I had hair. It's overrated. But I can tell you this. That love that God gives me, did you know that He loved me with hair and He loves me without it? Do you know He loves me? Just me being me. And the older you get, the more you understand. The greatest gift you could have are friends that are around you, that are who they are. Now you hear me on that one? You be who you are. You be yourself. You are an individual created in the image of God. You have your own personality. You have your own desires. You have your own likes and dislikes. You have your own quirks, idiosyncrasies, whatever you want to call them. I mean, you're odd. Every one of us have our oddities. And the one that tells you they don't have, they're odd. Big time. When God says, I love you, when He says that, He does not want you to become somebody else. He loves you enough to create you as to who you are, so you love Him enough to accept who you are, appreciate it, and serve the Lord the way He calls you to, just like you are. I can't preach like Billy Graham because I'm not Billy Graham. And anyway, he's dead. You know, I just love life so much, Brother Randy. I didn't realize that I would ever laugh at death. But when I had the revelation from God that for me and for you, Christian, there's no such thing as death, then what do I fear? Well, I've told you this before. Now, you will listen to this over there with your dad, Brother Randy. As we go to Brother Claude's already with the Lord. But I guarantee you, when I get to that funeral home, I will hear laughter. You won't hear that, folks, from non-believers. I've had them almost turn the casket over trying to crawl in with their loved one. I've seen it that bad, but not with Christians. You know why? Because it's just for a short period of time, Brother Bob, before we see Jack. It's just for a short period of time, folks, until we're with those who have gone on. Be at peace, because when you know Jesus, you can't die, and you're going to be stuck with each other throughout eternity and plenty of time to express that ultimate love. Because God is love. God is love. And through His expression of love, we have hope. Jesus said, I love you so much, I'm willing to sacrifice. You know, that's what veterans do. That's what our armed services are made up of individuals that are ready and willing to sacrifice, if need be, their life. They sacrifice their time. They sacrifice being with their family. They've sacrificed our police departments. Those, think of that, out of Louisville, you know, the officer killed yesterday. And Saturday is Christmas. Think, there was no need of that. Death, It's because people don't think and don't pay attention. But you have our armed services, first responders, all that are ready and willing to give it all. Do you not understand that's called love? Love of country, love for each other. That's the love that Jesus talks about as sacrificial love, to sacrifice who you are to make someone else better. That is love. 1 John 4, verses 9 and 10. God showed how much He loved us. I told you. He expresses love to us. He doesn't just say, I love you. He shows that love by sending His only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through Him. This is real love. This is real love. It is not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Sacrifice. That's what love's about. A father will sacrifice their own life for the life of their children, the ones they love. A mother will sacrifice whatever it takes for the child. Don't you understand that God is the one who established marriage? And in that marriage is a representation of God's love for us. And in the children that are a part of that marriage, they are going to receive the love that God has placed in the heart of their parents. Oh, it's a great love story. But it's a love story that doesn't end. It's a love story that had a beginning before a beginning was. A love that began in the heart of our Creator, God Himself. And He just so loved that He wanted to send His Son in human form to feel your pain, to take your guilt, to forgive all the sins about you. That's just the ultimate of love. I can't love God unless He loved me first. The Scripture tells me that. You love because I've loved you. We wouldn't understand what love is. But He gave us a book. It's called the Holy Bible. I encourage you to read it. And in that book is God, our Creator's total expression of love. Time and time again. When a person had given up on their own life, when they just didn't see any hope, do we not realize that that hope is of Christ and through Him? And when the world says, the doctor says, you can't live, and Jesus said, yes, you can. Take Jesus' word for it. Yes, you can. When God touches you with that love, it's the greatest gift. But He didn't give it to you for you to hold on to it. He gave it to you for you to share. Merry Christmas. The greatest gift you can give on a Christmas is the expression of love. Do you love me? Says Jesus. I love you, He says. I give to you. There's your Christmas. It's in the giving. It's in the giving. Don't you love to see the kids' eyes sparkle during Christmas? Oh, I love it. Don't you love to just aggravate your wife or aggravate your in-laws or do any of that? And when you know your grandson doesn't need a new little ball, you'll buy it for him anyway. Yeah. You just do things out of love. You want to see their eyes sparkle. Let the rest of them be grouches. That's called love. You see, he says, I love you so you can love one another. Oh, yes, there's power in love. Well, it's love that raises the dead. It's love that heals a broken heart. It's love that breaks through the grouchy personality of a hard-hearted individual that people say, ain't no hope for that dude. And then the next thing you know, that dude's preaching the gospel. Oh, love is so powerful. Love is so stern. Love, well, it's just love. And there's nothing that can compare with it. To hug that child, knowing that he's under your protection, Dad. There's nothing going to mess that child. Okay, I want to thank then God's love for us. And the world saying you will quit preaching about Jesus as the way to heaven. Or we will lock you up, kill you, or do whatever. No manner of evil can stand against love. No manner of human devices has the strength to conquer it or to obliterate it. I got the love of Jesus in me. And God's love is just so strong. He says, take a journey. Take a journey home. For I'm the one that created this home for you. You will come to. I'm the one that laid down my life. I watched my son as you went through your strife. I saw his eyes. I heard his heart. I listened to my son as he focused on what that was that was causing you to break down, to cry, to fumble in life. Since I saw that, I come down. I've come down for a purpose. You are his purpose. Now you listen to me, folks. Jesus Christ came down just for you. If there's nobody else born but you, he would have come. He came to bring peace to you. Peace that supersedes all understanding. He's got a home for me, but it's in glory land. And it outshines the sun, Brother Randy. It's a home that I have waiting. That's why I get excited. Every time I get to death door, there's something about me that has some excitement to it. People say, that boy has lost it. No, that boy has it. I know what's waiting for me. But you know what else I know? The job's not through here on earth. Mine isn't. For if it were, I would have already been gone a few years back. But God says no. No, you teach them and preach my word, but always tell them about my love. For it is through that power that they will find the power. Love is forgiveness. Jesus forgave me, Brother Randy. He forgave me for stuff I didn't even know I'd done. That's how powerful God's love is. He reaches in. Well, Larry, you need to confess. Listen, folks. You don't go into combat and into Marine Corps and into life and remember everything you've done wrong. Right? You don't even remember. Jesus died for what I don't even remember. Confess, Let me tell you what my confession is. I believe Jesus is the Son of the living God. I have accepted Him as Lord and Savior of my life. Therefore, those of you who have done the same, I'll see you in heaven. I'll be able to sing in heaven. I'll be allowed to sing in heaven, Brother Andy. See, that's the blessings of love, the joy of love. God's everlasting, unfailing love. Everlasting. It means for eternity. Forever, forever, ever, 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 ever. You know, no end to it. It is an everlasting, unfailing love. Jeremiah 31, verse 3. I have loved you with an everlasting love. I told you, I'm not going to tell it to you if it's not in the Bible. An everlasting love. You know what that means? God's never going to quit loving me. God is never going to get to the point to where He doesn't love me anymore. He'll never say that to me. Because His love is everlasting. Psalm 89, verse 2. God's unfailing love will last forever. So when I said yes to Jesus, I accepted Him as Lord by saying yes, I believe. That love that I was receiving from Him at that time, which existed before I said yes, His love for me. When I said yes to Him, that love will last forever. That'll be the same love He has for me when I see Him in heaven. God's eternal forgiving love. Here it is. Here's your last one. Listen to it well. John 5, verse 24. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word, do you hear that? He who hears my word and believes Him who sent me has eternal life. Folks, He did not give you a rule book. He gave you a heart of love. He did not give you a book that says you jump the pew, crawl under it, do all of these other things, you will be saved. He says, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes Him who sent me has eternal life and does not come into judgment. Woo! Does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life. No death. Out of death. It's called. That's why you say a person has passed away. That's why you look at that individual and you know they have passed. They passed from this body to the spiritual body awaiting. As a matter of fact, it's not when they go into the grave that they go to be with the Lord. Folks, that we do not know at what point of the dying process that God removes that spirit of man. I don't know at what point of my dying process that God will remove me from this body. But I do know this. He's told me and told you that you will not see death. So, at whatever point it is, don't worry. I'm not going to be there. I'll be waiting for you. How beautiful is heaven? I don't know. How far away is heaven? I don't know. Well, preacher, do you know if there's a heaven? Yep, sure do. Can you describe it? Nope. God's word tells me that eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it entered the heart of man. How great it is. It wouldn't matter if I did see it. I wouldn't be able to explain it. Because there's no expression. But you see, I don't have to die or leave this body to experience that feeling of heaven. It's already given to me. It's already a part of who I am. Well, the Word of God says, count it as though you're already there. Yes, folks. When I said yes to Jesus, when you said yes to Jesus, you count heaven as though you're already there. We just got to go through this dying process because of sin. Because of the original sin, we call it, in the Garden of Eden. When Adam and Eve sin, humanity had to die. Why? Because the only way we could be with the Lord was to separate from a body of sin. And you are spirit. His body's a vehicle. And God's got a new vehicle for you. Just waiting. I love a song. I've told Randy I'd love to hear it in the 2022 sometime. I'm just waiting for my ride. Oh, I love that song. So exciting and all. I'm just waiting for my ride. Well, folks, until then, I'm told to love. It's a love journey. I encourage you, love one another as Jesus has loved you. In that, you have fulfilled all the law. One word, love, is the fulfillment of all the law. And it was given by God Himself. Let's pray. Father, I thank you, dear Lord God, for the blessings, the joy of salvation, and your great love. Help us now, Father, as we go forth in this week to remember that love, and that we will share that love with all those we come in contact with. Touch each life, protect each one as they travel. Be with the families, Father, as they unite together. And Lord, your protection upon your children is the greatest protection we know that has ever existed. Touch our lives now, and thank you for sending your Son on that first Christmas morn. We ask your blessing now in Jesus' name. Amen.